This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for April 11th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. In a recent interview, Five Finger Death Punch guitarist Zoltan Bathory talked about the band's upcoming tour with Marilyn Manson. Set to launch in early August around the Metallica dates, Zoltan said Manson hasn't been out on the road for a while, so a lot of people want to see him. At one point, he was one of the most iconic artists on planet Earth. So he's back on stage and back in the saddle. That's going to be amazing. He's also sober and clean, and we always support that, obviously. Ivan had a dark period, and he was gone, man. My little brother was on the brink of dying. He came back from that, and he's clean and sober for 6 years. If he can do it, somebody who was that gone can do it, and now he's a different man, then it's a good example for anyone else. If you're struggling, don't give up. You can come back from that. And Manson is sober, and he's staying clean and doing the work, so also we're supporting that. It's going to be an amazing tour. Yesterday afternoon, Alice in Chains guitarist Jerry Cantrell announced he was offering a reward for the safe return of his stolen original G&L guitar. The classic Rampage blue dress guitar, dated back to 1984, was taken from his car in either Los Angeles or San Bernardino. He offered up a description and the serial number and offered the reward to anyone with information on the return of the guitar, which has been a staple in his recordings, surviving various onstage antics over the years. Well, last night, Jerry Cantrell announced on those same social media channels that the guitar has been found, and it wasn't stolen after all. It was a mix-up because Jerry has been working on a new album and filming videos, and there was a miscommunication in transport. Bruce Dickinson and his solo band are set to play a not-so-surprise show at the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood coming up tomorrow. Tickets are only on sale in person at the Whiskey A Go-Go box office starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Judas Priest guitarist Glenn Tipton, who was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease 10 years ago after being stricken by the condition at least half a decade earlier, speaking to Total Guitar Magazine, he said about his contributions to the band's latest album, Invincible Shield, "I played what I could, and I'm very proud of the whole album," he said. Richie Faulkner helped out a lot. "I think his strongest attribute is his ability to adapt to different styles whilst maintaining his own very strong character." Priest require a guitarist who can shift from out-and-out metal to more melodic tracks. He said, "Obviously, the drawback for me is now Parkinson's. I've had to pass a lot of work onto his shoulders. I keep pushing myself because I believe in no surrender. This disease won't beat me, and I will continue writing and playing for as long as I can." Slash and Gibson have rolled out a new artist signature model guitar, the Jessica Les Paul Standard. Jessica has been Slash's main stage guitar since 1988 and has been used primarily to perform songs from Appetite for Destruction, saying, quote, "This guitar has been with me since 1988. It's faded. I fucking dropped a cigarette on it. I named it when I was drunk, but I don't remember what the catalyst for that was." Megadeth played the second concert of their 2024 South American tour on Tuesday in Santiago, Chile. 4K fan-filmed video of the Santiago concert can be seen online. Megadeth has two sold-out shows in Buenos Aires on Saturday and Sunday that will be broadcast live on Veeps. Fans will have the exclusive opportunity to get Megadeth merch, including a poster and limited edition tee that will only be available for purchase on Veeps via the live stream. And new releases coming out tomorrow include Blue Oyster Cult Ghost Stories. The Eagles, To the Limit, The Essential Collection, Mark Knopfler, One Deep River, Ringo Starr's new EP, Crooked Boy, and Linkin Park's Paper Cuts Singles Collection 2000 to 2023. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 201 featuring Ash Costello from New Year's Day is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.